兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
两位长老平安。
Pastor James and Pastor Alex, peace with you.
刚才那些小朋友可爱不可爱？
Are those kids cute?
这个教会是你们的。
This church
这个教会也是他们的。
This church is theirs too.
但是最终到底是谁的？
But after all,
是他们的。
Whom does it belong to? It belongs to them.
阿门吧。
阿门。
神会祝福这个教会。
God will bless this church.
阿门。
阿门。
有一个人坐飞机下了飞机以后呢，他就出了机场。
There's one person who came out from the airport.
他就叫了一辆出租汽车。
He hired a taxi.
他一上车呢，就跟这个司机讲：“快点开，快点开。”
Once he got on the taxi, he told the driver, "Hurry up, hurry up."
这个司机听了以后呢，他马上就把这个速度就加快了。
So the driver speeded up.
很快的就把这个车速呢。就开到最高的那个限速。
And he speed up and speed up to the maximum speed.
这个客人叫他再快点，再快点。
This person told him to speed up more.
这个司机说不能再快了。
The driver told him I cannot.
再快呢就要吃罚单了。
Otherwise I'll be fined.
过了一会儿呢，这个客人就跟这个司机讲：“你要把我开到哪儿去啊？”
So after a while, this guest asked the driver, "Where are you taking me?"
这个司机说：“你没跟我讲啊，你就叫我开快点。”
So the driver told him, "You didn't tell me, but you told me to hurry up."
这个听起来可笑不可笑
？Is it funny?
可笑不可笑
？Is it funny?
这个事情在我们的现实当中就有。
It happens in the real life.
现在的时代就是一个速溶的时代，就是那个吃那个速溶咖啡啊，那个速溶的时代。
So nowadays, it's like a instant era.
讲究快。
Everything is about the speed.
不讲求方向。
The direction is not a matter.
也不讲目标。
Goal is not a matter.
不择手段。
Doesn't matter the methods you use.
国家如此。
A country is like that.
企业如此。
Some companies are like that too.
实际上我们人也是如此。
And some individuals are like that too.
是不是这样？
Is that true?
好，我们大家，好，我们大家一起来念一节圣经。
Let's read this Bible verse together.
大家一起来念。
Let's read together.
弟兄们
Brothers,
我不以为自己已经得到了我只有一件事
own,
就是忘记背后
what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
我用这几节圣经我讲了一个主题叫做灵敏晋升的三个阶段
So with this verse, I've been talking about three I came up with three topics. With deepening the spiritual life.
我已经讲了两讲了。
I have talked two lessons already.
第一讲讲的是忘记背后。
The first lesson was forget what's behind.
第二讲讲的是努力面前。
The second lesson was straining forward to what lies ahead.
今天讲第三讲。
So today we'll talk about the third lesson.
向着标杆竭力追求。
pursue your goal with all your strength.
保罗忘记背后努力面前，他是为什么呢？
Paul forgets what's behind him, and the straining forward. Why does he do that?
他是向着目标竭力的追求。
Because he's pursuing his goal with all his strength.
那他竭力的追求的目的是什么呢？
So what is the purpose for him to pursue his goal?
就是他的目标是什么呢？
What is his goal?
他的目的是什么？
What is his purpose?
他的奖赏是什么？
What is his reward?
这个目标、目的和奖赏是什么关系？
So what's the relationship between the goal and the purpose and the reward?
今天我们大家一起来领受。
So let's receive this together today.
我们做一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
感谢主在主日的敬拜中赐给我们这样宝贵的话。
We thank you, Lord, for giving us such precious words on the Lord's Day.
也求圣灵帮助我们明白神的心意。
We ask your Holy Spirit to help us to understand your heart.
愿你成为我们生活、工作、学习、侍奉的中心。
May you be the center of our study, work, and daily life.
我们人生的方向。
And may you be the direction of our life.
无论我们做何事，都在你的美意中。
No matter what we do, it's all in your, it's all in your will.
不偏离你的正道。
So we will not stray away from you.
在你的允许里，让我们能够坚定信心。
In your promise, we will strengthen our hope.
向着你所设定的目标奔跑。
So we will run towards the goal that you have set up for us.
每日亲近你。
We walk with you closely daily.
每日经历你。
We will experience you daily.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 我们今天谈三个方面。第一个呢，是讲人生的目标与人生的目的。
So we will talk about three perspectives today, and the first one is the goals and life, the goals and purpose of life.
人生的目的和目标常常是被人混合使用，互相代替的。
A lot of time, the goals and purpose are mixed and or interchanged.
目标与目的的概念是不一样的。
The concepts of goals and purpose are different.
工作的目标指的是向哪个方面工作。
The goal of work refers to the direction in which to work.
工作的目的指的是为了什么而工作。
The purpose of work refers to what you work for.
目标就是个人想在未来想达到一个状态，多半会以数字或者成绩的方式来展现。
A goal is the state that an individual wants to achieve in the future. Most often, it's expressed in the forms of numbers or achievements.
目的也可以用使命、理念和任务来取代，指做这件事对我有什么样的意义。
Purpose can also be replaced by mission, concepts, or tasks, which refers to what meaning doing this thing has for me.
目的要在目标之上。
Purpose is above the goal.
必须先设立了目的，再设定实际的目标。
Purpose must be established first, and then actual goals must be set.
有时候我们常常把目标和目的混淆了。
And sometimes we may confuse goals with purpose.
我们来举个例子。
Let's give you an example.
有一个年轻人 他一直想当电影明星，电影的主角。
There was a young man. He always wanted to be a movie actor.
有一天呢，有人请他做配角，他拒绝了。
He always wanted to be the lead actor, and then one day, someone asked him to be a supporting actor in the movie, but he refused.
为什么呢？因为他的目标呢是要当男主角。
Why did he refuse? It's because his goal was to be the lead actor.
如果当配角的话呢，他的人生就没有意义了。
So if he was supporting actor, he didn't feel any meaning for his life.
他的问题呢，就是把目标和目的呢混淆起来了。
So his problem is messed up with his goals and the purpose.
做男主角呢，应该是他的人生的目标之一。
So being the lead actor should be one of his goals.
给人带来健康的娱乐应该是他的人生的目的。
So the purpose for his life should be bringing healthy entertainment to other people.
做配角或者是跑龙套是达成他人生目标主角的不可缺少的一个过程。
So being a supporting actor or even play a small role is the indispensable process for him to achieve his goal.
配角、主角同样都使他的人生有意义。
Whether it's a supporting actor or a leading actor, which will all make his life meaningful.
再举个例子。
Another example.
今年我们教会开展了一个每日与主同行的活动。
So this year, our church started an activity called Walk Daily with the Lord.
希望用一年的时间把整本圣经通读一遍。
So we hope through the year we can finish reading the entire Bible.
我们参加的人多不多？
Are there a lot of people participating in this activity?
参加的举个手。
If you participate, can you raise your hand?
一年要把整本的圣经把它读完，不容易。
It's not easy to finish reading the entire Bible within a year.
如果要达到这个目标的话，它的目的是什么？
Now, if you want to achieve this goal, what is your purpose behind?
他的目的是要对这个圣经要有一个基本的一个认识。
So the purpose is you will have a fundamental understanding of the Bible.
如果你对圣经要是更多的了解的话，那你就要立下一个更高的一个目标。
But if you want to know more about the Bible, then you need to set up a higher goal.
那你才能够达到一个更多了解圣经的目的。
Then you will reach the purpose of knowing Bible, understand Bible more.
这个是目标跟目的的一个差别。
So this is the difference between goal and purpose.
再举个例子。
Another example.
我们两位长老将下个阶段或者下一年的教会的目标，如果我没有理解错的话，就是让我们每个基督徒呢要认识自己的身份。
So both our elders, pastors have set the church goal for the next stage or year as what is the identity of a Christian?
我有没有理解错
？Do I understand it right?
那么他的目的是什么
？So what is the purpose then?
他就是我们能够过一个与基督徒身份相称的生活，侍奉来荣耀神。
So the purpose is so that we can have a identity which will match with the Christian identity, and so we can serve and glorify the Lord.
认识自己的基督徒的身份。是什么？是目标。
To know what is your Christian identity, it is a goal.
荣耀神是目的。
glorify the Lord is the purpose.
目标跟目的是有差别的。
There's difference between goal and purpose.
我们讲第二个方面。
So the second aspect.
人生的目标。
The goal of life.
人生如果没有目标，就会迷失方向，一生一世都一生一事无成。
If there's no goal for your life, you will lose the direction and you will accomplish nothing.
我们来举个例子，举个例子。
Let's give you an example.
美国有一个专门研究成功的一个机构，他长期地跟踪了随访的100个年轻人，当他们65岁的时候。
So there was an institution in the United States that specialized in successful research. They followed 100 young people for a long period of time, and when those people reached the age of 65,
大概用了40-50年的时间。
They spent about 40 to 50 years of time.
这个结果是什么呢？结果是什么呢
？So what is the conclusion?
100个人当中只有一个人很富有。
There was one person among the 100 who was rich.
5个人只能解决温饱。
5 people can only provide enough for food and clothing.
94个人状况不好。
The other 94 were not were in a bad condition.
那么他们的原因是什么呢
？So what is the what was the reason?
不是这个94个人不努力。
It's not because of the 94 were not working hard.
而是缺少目标。
It was because they did not have
缺少明确的目标。
They did not have clear goals.
人生如果没有目标，就一事无成。
So if you don't have a clear goal for your life, you will accomplish nothing.
再举个例子。
Another example.
有的人是有目标，有了目标，有时候他会失去目标。失去目标的人，他也会造成失败。
So some people, they may have goals, but at certain time, they may lose their goals, which also will cause failure.
大概在5年前，九十月份吧。
Approximately 5 years ago, in September or October.
我和我的太太呢，回大陆去探亲。
My wife and I went back to China to visit.
有一天呢。这个礼拜天早上呢，跟家人一起一边吃早饭一边看电视。
There was one Sunday morning we were eating breakfast while watching TV as well.
那时候我访问的是南京。
I was in 南京。
那个时候电视台呢正在直播南京国际马拉松的比赛。
On the TV, it was showing Nanjing International Marathon Competition.
这个比赛呢，他邀请了几个非洲的选手。
There were a few African players were invited to this competition.
大概我们看了有半个多小时。
We watched about half an hour.
我们因为呢要去参加主日崇拜，我们就没有看下去了。
So we didn't continue to watch TV because we had to go to church for Sunday worship.
在我们离开家的时候呢，这几个非洲的选手呢，他都是遥遥领先。
Before we left home, these few African players were in the front. They were in the leading position.
我们认为呢，这几个外国选手一定会得前几名。
We automatically thought they must be the winners.
当中我们回来的时候呢，这个电视新闻报道，这次的南京国际马拉松的比赛的前几名呢，全是中国选手。
When we came back at lunchtime, we realized that the top winners from this marathon were all Chinese players.
我们就感到非常的奇怪。
So we were very curious.
在第二天的报纸上，我们看到了这个原因。
We found out the reason from the next day newspaper.
这次比赛呢，它一共有两项，一个呢是全程马拉松比赛。
So during this time, there were two competitions going on. One was the full marathon.
全程马拉松的有多长啊？大家知道吗
？How long is the full marathon? Do you guys know?
讲准确点，谁会讲？26.2. 精确点。
Be accurate.
它是马拉松，不是用 miles， 它是用公制，它是42.195公里。
So in marathon we don't use miles, but kilometers.
我小时候就记住了这个数字，一直记到现在都没忘掉。
So the full marathon is 42.195 kilometers.
还有一个半程马拉松比赛。
There's also a half marathon.
那就是一半的路程。
So it's half of it.
这两个比赛呢，它呢是有点时间隔开的，它是同时举行，但是有点时间隔开比赛的。
So these two competitions were on the same day, but there was a time difference.
比赛的一开始的时候，这两个比赛呢都是用同一个跑道。
So they use the same track.
那么，在这个道路的一个三叉路口呢，这个时候呢，全程马拉松比赛跟半程马拉松的比赛呢，这个路线就分开了，终点也分开了。
So they use the same track at the beginning, but halfway, there's a three-way intersection.So after the intersection, the half marathon and full marathon had different tracks and a different destinations.
这个三个这几个非洲选手呢，他们跑得遥遥领先呢，他们就先到了这个三叉路口。
So the few African players, they were in lead, and so they reached the intersection first.
但是不知道什么原因呢，他们就跑到那个半程马拉松的那个路线和终点去了。
But we don't know what was the reason they went to the track for half marathon after the intersection.
跑了几里路以后呢，大会发现了，赶紧把他们叫回来。
So after they After they run for a few kilometers, the committee realized it and they called them back.
这个时候他们就失去了时间。
So they lost a lot of time.
所以说呢，他们就失败了。
So they lost the game.
没有得到奖状。
They didn't win any prizes.
所以一个人啊，如果有了方向，他又迷失了方向的话，他会造致失败的。
So even though someone had the goal at the beginning, but later on he lost the goal, he will still fail.
我们大家有没有这个方面的经验和教训？有没有
？Have you experienced this or learned any lesson from it?
哦，具体的数字在这个上面。我们再讲第三个例子。
So the third example.
目标对错会导致结果不同。
Right or wrong goals will lead to different results.
我们在定目标的时候，这个正确很重要的。
So when we set up the goals, setting up the right goals are very important.
有一个美国教会的一个顾问，他叫 Wayne Arm。他调查了将近1000个教会。
So there was a church consultant. His name was Wayne Arn. He surveyed nearly 1,000 churches.
他每到一个教会，他就先问会友。
So he went every church he went. The first thing he did was to ask the church members.
他就问了一个什么问题？教会为什么要存在？
So the question he asked the church member was, why does the church exist?
89% 的会友回答说，教会的存在的目的就是要照顾我的家庭及个人的需要。
So 89% of the members responded that the purpose of the church's existence is to take care of my family and personal needs.
这是美国的教会。
This is these are the church in America.
他接着他就问牧师。
Then he asked the pastors.
哦，刚才我讲那个有89%的人是讲要照顾我的家庭，有只有11%的会有回答说，教会存在的目的是为了教会赢得世界。
So the rest 11% of the members responded that the church exists to win the world for Christ.
他在问这个教会的牧师的时候，他们的回答是什么？
So he asked the same questions to the pastors, what their answers are.
90%的牧师说教会的目的是为了为基督赢得世界。
So 90% of the pastors said the purpose of the church is to win the world for Christ.
有10%是说是要照顾会友的需要。
10% said it is to care for the needs of members.
弟兄姐妹啊，我们这个教会的答案应该是怎么样呢？
So brothers and sisters, do you know the answer for this question from our church?
我先问问弟兄姐妹们，你们的答案是什么？
Let me ask brothers and sisters first, what is your answer?
谁回答?
Who's going to answer? Raise your hand.
是什么? Good. 两位,我们两位长老答案呢?我想也是这样。
And I believe the same answers from our pastors.
我们同意他们的意见吗？
Do we agree with them?
同意不同意？
Agree.
声音大点。
Be loud.
这个教会有发展。圣经呢，它就明确地告诉了我们教会的目标。
Bible actually clearly told us the goal for the church.
圣经讲的目标有两种。
There are two goals from Bible.
一种是总目标，是每个基督徒、每个教会都要遵守的。
One is the general goal that every Christian and every church must abide by.
还有一种是针对我们个人和针对我们具体这个教会的目标。
The other one is personal and direct towards the church goal.
我们来看看总目标。
Let's look into the general goal.
大使命
，The Great Commission。
谁知道大使命是谁是什么意思啊？知道吗
？Who knows the meaning for Great Commission？
大家都知道。
You all know about it。
我们就不念了，这个大家都是念的都会背了，我们不念了。
So we're all familiar with this verse。
大诫命。
The Great Commandment.
大家知道大诫命吗?
Do you know what is the Great Commandment?
知道吧?
Do you know?
有人点头。
Some people nodded.
大诫命。
The Great Commandment.
请你来念。
And he said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment.And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
这是大诫命。这还有，我们下面还有。下面我来念。我给你们一条新命令， 就是要你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样彼此相爱。如果你们彼此相爱，众人就会认出你们是我的门徒了。这三段经文就是总的基督教的目标。
So these three Bible verses are the general goals for Christians.
而这三段经文都是主耶稣亲自制定的。
And these three verses are all designed by our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
我们教会和我们个人的目标呢？
So what is our personal and our church goals?
是在总目标之下，在圣灵的引导下，因人、因时、因地不同而产生的不同的目标。
So our personal and church goals are under the overall goal, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Different goals arise due to different people, times, and places.
每个人的目标不一样。
Every individual has different goals.
每个教会的目标也不一样。
Every church has different goals.
但是他们都是在这个总目标下面的目标。
But it's all under the general goals.
举个例子。
So for example,
我们大家现在在学十六这个《使徒行传》。
So we're studying the book of Acts.
保罗跟这个彼得他们的个人的目标啊，那个小的目标，他们的方向不一样。
Now, between Paul and Peter, their personal or individual goals are different.
保罗主要是给外邦人传福音。
The main goal for Paul is to preach the gospel to Gentiles.
这个彼得呢，主要是给犹太人传福音。
For Peter, the goal is to preach gospels to Jews.
但是他们有时候也是混合在一起。
But sometimes they combine them or mix them together.
所以说神对每个人和对每个教会都有不同的要求。
So that's why I said God has different requirements for each individual and each church.
但是无论怎么样，我们这个教会它的具体的目标是什么呢？
But doesn't matter. Let's see what are the specific goals of each church.
应该它要具备五个因素。
So this should have five factors.
根据总目标，我们教会或是各个教会，它的目标应该有五个因素。
So according to the general goal, there should be five factors.
第一个是尽心的爱主。
Number one is love the Lord with all your heart.
第二个是爱人如己，彼此相爱。
The second is love your neighbors as yourself and love each other.
第三个就去使人做主的门徒。
Number three is to go and make disciples of the Lord.
第四个是为他们施洗。
Number four is to baptize them.
第五个是教他们去把这个神的教导，他们要去执要遵守。
Number five is teach them to obey God's teaching.
一个强壮的教会不是建立在活动上，也不是在建立在人物的个性上和流行的新花样上，乃是建立在神永恒的目标之上。
A strong church is not built on activities, personalities, and trendy new gimmicks, but on God's eternal purposes.
我们的工作不是去创造教会的，去创新教会的目标，而是去发掘教会的目标。
Our job is not to innovate the purpose of the church, but to discover the purpose of the church.
这个发掘教会的目标的意思就是说，神已经给我们教会已经有了，我们要把它发掘出来。
Discovering the purpose of the church which means that God has already given us the purpose. We need to go and discover the purpose. Same as each individual.
我们每个人都是自由的。
Each individual is free.
我看这里边有些比较是学生吧，很多这个地方，是不是啊？
And I think a lot of students among the site. I mean, in the site.
你们长大想做什么？
What do you want to do when you grow up?
当总统。
You want to be the president?
当将军。
A general?
当球星。
Or athlete stars?
当影星。
A movie stars?
哦，有人点头，当影星。
Some people nodded their heads.
有的是想当医生。 想当医生吗？
Some of you might want to be doctors.
当医生。 律师。
Lawyers.
我跟你讲，你可以想当任何你想当的。
I tell you, you can be whatever you want to be.
你有这个自由。
You have this freedom.
但是你今天是基督徒了。
But you are a Christian today.
你要按照神的旨意。
You have to follow God's will.
你的目标应该是什么呢？
What your goal should be.
你不管你做什么。
Doesn't matter, no matter what you do.
你应该爱神。
You have to love the Lord.
你应该是爱人。
You need to love others.
然后才爱自己。
Then you love yourself.
我跟你讲，基督徒也要爱自己的。
I tell you, Christian also have to love yourself.
爱人如己，这是耶稣的话。
Love others as yourself.
Amen.
Jesus said.
希望你们想什么做都能做到啊。
I hope you can reach. Whatever you want to be.
我们讲第三个，我们讲人生的目的。
So the third aspect, we'll talk about the purpose of life.
人生最重要的是什么？
What is the most important in your life?
人生最重要的是要了解神给你的人生的目的。 这是成功、财富、名誉、享乐所无法比喻的。
The most important thing in life is to understand the purpose of life that God has given you. This is incomparable to success, wealth, fame, and enjoyment.
运动员在这个运动这个场上，他的目的是什么？
So, what is the purpose for athletes?
他们是为什么？
What are they competing for?
那个 NBA 的那些运动员，他们在场上的目的是什么？
So the NBA players, what is their purpose while they're playing basketball?
他不是吃饱饭没事干在那儿的。
It's not because they had nothing better to do.
他在场上是为了什么？
What are they for?
他要得到奖赏。
Because they want to be rewarded.
那么我们基督徒追求什么呢？
So then what we as Christians, what do we pursue?
我们追求的是什么？ 我们是要追求在天上的奖赏， 也就是要得到神的奖赏。
What we pursue is the heavenly reward or the reward from God.
基督徒也是要得奖赏的。
Christians, we also want to be rewarded.
什么是神的奖赏？
What is God's reward?
这个圣经里头啊，我们大家知道神讲的奖赏讲的有不少。We
know that there are many times in the Bible has mentioned God reward.
有的奖赏你可以得到冠冕。You
can receive crowns.
你可以跟主将来同坐宝座。You
can sit on the throne with the Lord.
你可以继承那些。 神的一些宝贵的，啊，给你的东西。You
can inherit God's treasures.
但是我觉得呢，最接地气的，也就是说最能够符合我们现在基督徒需要的，就是 既有现在的意义，也有永恒意义的。我最欣赏的就是马太福音28:19。
But I think what meets our current needs most is from Matthew 28:19.
好，我们现在呢，把这个刚才那个马太福音28:18-20，我来详细跟大家讲一下。
Let's dig into Matthew chapter 20, right? 28:18-20.
18节，耶稣上前来对他们说，天上地上一切的权柄都归给我了。
Matthew chapter 28:18 says, And Jesus came and said to them,All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
这个是讲的主耶稣的权柄。
This refers to the Lord Jesus Christ's authority.
主耶稣在基督在十字架上死了以后，三天复活，神把天上、地下、地上的一切的权柄都赐给了耶稣。
After resurrected, the Lord has given Jesus Christ all authorities in heaven and on earth.
Yes. 是他在死里复活，主耶稣有了这个权柄。
Because of the resurrection, Jesus Christ.
主耶稣有了这个权柄，马上就跟。我们基督徒就给我们下了大使命了。
Once he obtained this authority, he gave us a great commission.
他讲，请你来念。
He says, Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
这个是什么？这就是要人得救。
This is to save people.
是让人家得救。十九节是让人家要得救。
So verse 19 is talking about salvation.
那是十九节。二十节 A， 我把它分成两部分。A， 我来念。我吩咐你们的一切都要教导他们遵守。这个呢，叫什么呢？这叫得胜，这叫成圣。我们要做到的话，我们就成圣了。
So verse 20, I divide it into two parts. The first part is talk about victory.
然后二十节的下半段，他是这样说的：这样我就常常与你们同在，直到这世代的终结。
So the second part, he says, And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
这是得赏。
This is about reward.
所以说，总结一下，十八节是基督的权柄。
Verse 18 talks about Christ's authority.
十九节是得救。
Verse 19 talking about salvation, being saved.
二十节上半节是得胜。
So the first half of verse 20 is about victory or sanctification.
二十节下半段是得赏。
The second half is about reward.
我就常常与你们同在，就是神对基督门徒的奖赏。
I am with you always.This is God's reward for the disciples of Christ.
主是带着天上地下所有的权柄来托付我们的使命。主也是带着天上地下所有的权柄来与我们同在。
The Lord comes with all the authority in heaven and on earth to entrust us with our mission. The Lord also comes with all the authority in heaven and on earth to be with us.
唯有与主同在，我们才能得着属天的权柄，也唯有与主同在，我们才能达到他所托付的使命。
Only by being with the Lord can we gain heavenly authority, and only by being with the Lord can we accomplish the mission entrusted by Him.
神的奖赏也可以说是我们的人生的目的。
God's reward can also be said to be the purpose of our life.
我们的人生的目的是想得到什么？
What do you want to obtain? What is the purpose
想得到什么？
of your life? What do you want to gain?
神的奖赏是什么？
God's reward. What is God's reward?
比较叫与主同在。
Be with the Lord.
有了主，什么都有了。
Once this God, there's everything.
有了人生的目的，生活就有意义。
Once you have a purpose in your life, life will be meaningful.
人生最大的悲剧不是死亡，而是没有目的。
The greatest tragedy in life is not death, but the lack of purpose.
人生有了意义，就可以忍受任何事。
Once you have meaning in your life, you will be able to endure everything.
人生如果没有意义，任何事情都会叫人难以忍受。
If you lost the meaning of your life, you will not be able to bear anything.
福禄寿喜当然好。福禄寿喜
blessings, prosperity or longevity or happiness.
Yes.
Of course, they are all good.
Good. 福禄寿喜是大家都喜欢的，但是呢，它是有限的。
We all want them, but they are limited.
它总归都是归于无有。
At the end, these all will be gone.
那么基督徒我们的人生目的是什么呢
So as a Christian, what is the purpose of your life?
我们大家好像是中国是用那个 WeChat, 那叫微信。台湾是用 Line。谈的最多的是什么谈的最多是什么
I know that in China, The most popular social media is WeChat. In Taiwan, it's Line.
这个最他们谈的最多是什么
？So what topics are talked most on those social media?
我跟你讲，主要是讲健康，讲养生。
It's
怎么样能够
？The most popular topic is about health.
怎么争取做活到一百岁
？How can you have longevity?
力争一百二十岁。
Or how do you live to 100 or 120 years?
好不好呢？我觉得蛮好的。
Is this good? I think it's good.
但是这一百五十岁，它还是有限嘛。
But even though if you live to 150, it's still limited. You still lose everything at the end.
那么我们基督徒在追求什么呢
？So what are we pursuing as a Christian?
大家看看，我们基督徒在追求什么
？So let's look what Christians, What are we pursuing as a Christian?
第一个享受神的爱，人与人之间的爱。
So the first is enjoy the love of God and the love between people.
第二个享受神所创造的世界万物中的美好。
Second is enjoy the beauty of the world created by God.
阿门吧。
Amen.
第三个，活出神的形象与样式。
Third is to living the image and the likeness of God.
罪得到赦免，成为神家的成员，神的儿女，使得我们能够永远与神同在。
Being forgiven of our sins and becoming members of God's family, or children of God, enables us to be with God forever.
好不好
？This good?
这个比福禄寿喜啊。要好多了。
This is so much better than prosperity, longevity, and happiness.
有了人生的目的，人生就更加的专注。
Once you have a purpose in life, your life will be more focused.
我们有了人生的目的，就会集中我们的精力在最要紧的事情上，办事就会有果效。
So once we have a purpose in our life, so we will be focused on the most important things, and we will get results. It will be more effective.
用那个放大镜啊，可以聚集太阳光，可以点燃干草和纸张。
See, a magnifying glass can condense the sun's rays and ignite hay and paper.
它把能量集中了。
Because it condensed all the energies.
保罗他几乎把基督的信仰传遍了整个罗马帝国。
So Paul almost preached out through the entire Roman Empire.
他的那个秘诀是什么呢？
What was his secret?
因为呢，他有人生的目的，他就专注在一件事情上。
His secret was because he had a purpose for his life. He focused on one thing only.
就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆竭力追求。
Which is forget what is behind and strive for what is ahead and pursue the goal with all your strength.
如果你要有所作为，我们在座的人，你们想不想有作为啊？
If you want to do something great,
想, 对不对?
Do you want to do something great?
你就要专注。
Then you need to focus.
你不要想做什么就做什么。
Don't do whatever you want to do.
你可能非常忙碌。
You may seem very busy.
但是你干的事情是毫没有目的的。
But you don't have a purpose.
那有什么意义呢?
And which is meaningless.
所以说我们呢，今天的世界上有许多的事物正引导我们偏离基督这一个目标，因此需要神来提醒我们，把我们带回到正路上来。
There are many things in this world today that are tempting us to stray from the goal of Christ. Therefore, we need God to constantly instruct and remind us to bring us back to the right path.
有了人生的目的，生命就会有动力。
Once there is a purpose in life, life will have motivation.
目的往往会带来热忱，没有任何的东西比清晰的目的更有动力。
So the purpose will bring enthusiasm, and there's nothing more motive than clear purpose.
Yes.人的动力。
Human motivation.
我们世人的动力是什么？是来自于个人的兴趣、需要、价值观，来自他人的故事，也激励和来自名利。
So, our motivation usually comes from personal interests, needs, values.Other people's story, inspiration, or reputation, or wealth.
卡尔马克思有句名言。
Karl Marx once said.
卡尔马克思大家知道谁吧？
Do you know Karl Marx?
知道吧？大家都知道啊。
You guys all know him.
他有个名言，一旦有适当的利润，资本就胆大起来，如果有10%的利润，他就保证到处被使用，有20%的利润，他就活跃起来，有50%的利润，他就铤而走险，为了100%的利润，他就敢践踏一切人间的法律，有300%的利润，他就敢犯任何的罪行，甚至冒绞首的危险。
So Karl Marx said, once there is an appropriate profit, capital becomes bold. If there's 10% profit, it is guaranteed to be used everywhere. If there is 20% profit, it will become active. If there's 50% profit, it will take risks.For the sake of 100% profit, it dares to tremble all human laws. with 300% profits. Profit. It dares to commit any crimes and even take the risk of being hung.
这是人。
This is human being.
我们基督徒呢？
How about Christians?
我们基督徒委身的动力是什么？
What is the motivation for Christians' commitment?
什么叫委身？
What is commitment?
委身这个名词，申诉吗？申诉不申诉？
Are you familiar with commitment, or you don't know?This word.
委身就是把自己的心身献上，把自己的精力、时间、才干、资源全部的投入。
So commitment means dedicating oneself, body and mind, investing all one's energy, time, talents and resources.
我们基督徒委身的动力是来自于人生的目的，来自于主耶稣的同在。
So the motivation for Christians' commitment comes from the purpose of life, and it comes from being together with the Lord.
委身是一个基督徒的起点，也是信仰生活的根基。没有意识到需要委身的基督徒是有的，但不委身却是真正的基督徒是不存在的。
Commitment is the starting point of a Christian and the foundation of a faith life. There are Christians who are unaware of the need for commitment, but there are no true Christians who are not committed.
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有委身啊？
Brothers, sisters, are we committed?
成为基督徒的门徒意味着既要有信心也要有委身，没有对基督的信心，你是不可能成为门徒的，没有对基督的委身，你同样不能成为他的门徒，两者是必不可少的。
Being a disciple of Jesus Christ means having both faith and commitment. Without faith in Christ, you cannot be his disciple.Without a commitment to Christ, you cannot be his disciple. Both are essential.
我们有些人呢，他是有天赋的。
There are a lot of people who are talented.
但是呢，他们是凭着自己的兴趣，想做什么就做什么。
They do whatever they want to do based on their personal interest.
想来教会就来教会。
Once they want to come to church, they'll come to church.
做事情三分钟的热度。
When they do something, they only have three minutes interest.
结果是一事无成。
After all, at the end, they will be able to accomplish nothing.
其原因就是没有人生的目的，没有委身。
The reason is because they do not have the purpose for life. They do not commit.
我们想象一个一男一女结婚了，却没有许下彼此的委身的结婚的誓言，没有真诚的委身，怎么能够称其为一场真正的婚姻呢？
Just imagine a man and woman, they're married without making a marriage vow or without a commit to each other. Without this true commitment, how can it be called a real marriage?
我上次好像讲过，我们弟兄姐妹，这个家庭啊，这个夫妻的关系好不好？我曾经好像说过。
I remember I mentioned in the past about the relationships of between spouses among our brothers and sisters' family.
你好不好？我不知道。
I do not know whether you have good relationships or not.
但是你们夫妻彼此有没有委身，这个是最关键的。
But the most important is.If you are between the husband and the wife, if you are committed to each other,
你们的关系好，就是彼此要互相的委身了。
If you have a good relationship, that means you are committed to each other.
你的家庭有问题，就说明你们彼此没有委身。
If you have problems, that indicate that you do not commit to each other.
阿门吗？
阿门。
声音不大，阿门吧。
拉。
这样子大家可以振奋一下啊！声音大了，就说明我们今后家庭的关系就会好了。
If it's a loud response, I can tell that you guys have good relationships.
教会的侍奉也是如此。
It's the same for the church service.
现今的社会都很忙，如果能委身的话。再忙也会有时间来教会，来敬拜，来参加读经，来参加查经，能够来参加侍奉，能够参加关怀。
It's a very busy society nowadays. If you can commit yourself, no matter how busy you are, you will still have time to worship, participate in Bible readings and Bible study and service and the caring.
关键你是不能够委身。
The problem that you cannot attend, attend all these is because you did not commit yourself.
时间比较长了，大家瞌睡了。
I know it's been a long time, and some of you may.
我们小结一下。
Let's make some conclusions.
根据圣经呢，根据今天的讲，神会问两个重要的问题。
So according to the Bible, God will ask two important questions.
大家注意啊，神问我们两个问题。
Pay attention. What two questions?
你怎样对待我的儿子耶稣基督的
？So the first question is, how do you treat my son Jesus Christ?
第二个，你将我所给你的用来做什么
？So second question is, what do you do with what I give you?
看好啊。
Look at this.
你的一生做了什么？这包括神给你的恩赐、才干、机会、精力、关系和资源等等。
What have you done in your life? This includes the gifts, talents, opportunities, energies, relationships, resources, and that God has given to you.
你把他们全部用在自己的身上，还是完全地来完成神为你所预定的人生的目标上呢？
Do you use them all for yourself or to fully accomplish the goal of life that God has destined for you?
大家想想。
Think about it.
第一个问题是人生的目标。
So the first question is about the goal of your life.
它决定了你将来会在哪里度过永恒。
It will decide where you will spend your eternity in the future.
第二个问题是人生的目的。
The second question is about the purpose of life.
它决定你在永恒当中做什么。
It will determine what you will do in eternity.
我们今天在座的特别要第二个问题，我们在永恒里头我们要做什么
？So everyone present here today, I want you to think about the second question. What you will do in eternity?
我们做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
感谢神在万民中拣选我们，成为你的门徒。
Thank you, Lord, for choosing us among all the people so we can be your disciples.
使我们有了属灵的身份。
So that we are able to possess this spiritual identity.
求圣灵带领我们，忘记背后，努力面前。
We ask the Holy Spirit to lead us so we can forget what is behind.
向着主耶稣基督亲自为我们设立的大使命、大诫命的目标直跑。
So we will pursue what's in front, and we will run towards the great commission and great commandments that Jesus Christ has set for us.
使我们人都能够成圣，并且得到神的奖赏。
So we will all be, We all will be able to sanctified and will be rewarded by God.
与主同在，其实对我们最大的奖赏。
Be with God is this is the best reward that we can have.
也是我们人生最大的目的。
This is also the biggest purpose for our life.
也是我们的委身神的最大的动力。
This is also the greatest motivation for our commitment.
愿神的话语能行在今天我们每个人的身上。
May your word to to walk with us, walk into our hearts today.
使我们过一个与基督徒身份相称的生活侍奉，来荣耀神。
So we can have a life, we can have an identity to match the Christian identity, so we can serve you and glorify you.
奉主基督的名祈求。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.